We'd like to discuss today the idea of bringing Hashem back into our lives. It may sound bizarre. What do you mean, bringing him back into our lives? First of all, he certainly never left. And to insinuate that we sort of cast him out or ignored him is not very flattering. But the truth of the matter is that there's some place, certainly he never left. And we didn't intentionally cast him out. But at some level, he seems not to be as actively involved from our perspective, not reality, or rather to be said, our perspective does not recognize the extent of his active involvement as much as maybe previous generations and as much as we should. We just came off this conference weekend seminar, and a lot of the sentiment that was felt over there was that both on the level of homes, families, parents and their children, workplace environment and ishtadlus for parnosa, shiduchim, and all of the concern that people have for shiduchim, especially for older singles, that there was this sense of it became too unreligious a process. In other words, we're going to do this ishtadlus, we're going to make meetings, we're going to make this, but the idea of the focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Gemara says, the Ha Mezavik Zivugim. He's the one who makes Shiduchim, you know. All the Shadchonim just get paid for it. He's the one that makes the Shiduchim. So it's like people felt that this is lost. And same thing in the Chinuch system, they felt that the concept of connection with Hashem, of recognition of Hashem, of feeling Hashem's presence, of being involved with Him, certainly of Dveikus Hashem, which is the ultimate tachlis, doesn't seem to be high on the agenda, certainly not on the communicated agenda, that a lot of these people felt that in their own yeshiva background and in the lives of their children. One woman got up at the end there in the session and she said she started now at the shop. They started out at the Shabbos table to read a piece from this book, Living Emuna. And she says, all of a sudden, I felt like there's another partner in our lives. I don't know how she said exactly, something like that. She used the word partner, right? There's a partner in our lives. Like, and it was like a Kiddush, like, oh, now there's a partner. Like, it's a very sad thing. So I was thinking I'd like to talk a little bit about what we could do to address that. And it occurred to me that look what we say in davening. At the end of Shemoneh Esrei, there's a private bakosha. The Elokai Netzor L'Shoni Meiro is it was instituted by Chazal as a private bakosha. It's the only part of the Shemoneh Esrei that's said in the singular. The person saying it about himself. Everything else is Beloshen Rabim, right? Refo'enu, Borei Choleinu, Choneinu, and so forth. Shema Koileinu. This is private. So we ask for the Tzor L'Shoni Meiro to be protected from Loshen Hora. That's like, you know, Loshen Hora could destroy the whole world. Lim Kalai Nafshi Sidoim, person should have the Midah of Savlonus, you know, to Mavir Al Midoisov, Nafshi Kofel Koltia. But then after those, like, basic, you know, Loshen Hora is the greatest that kills three people, Chazal say, the one who says it, the one who said about it, and the one who was Mekabel it. And the same thing, Mavir Al Midoisov is Mavir Lo Kol Pshov. That's Mamish. The heights, you know, even if a person isn't Zoyche Bedin, but is Mavir Al Midos, then he gets an exceptional pass, so to speak, in a way. But then he says like this, Psach libi besoiro secho, uve mitzvay secho, tirdoif nafshi. So it occurred to me, basically, you know, we think, oh, we're asking, oh, we should, for Torah, we want to have a hatzloch in the learning, and we want to be able to do mitzvahs. But that's not exactly what it says. It says, Psach libi b'soirosecho. We ask Hashem to open up our hearts in the Torah. In other words, the receptivity of the Torah, the amelus ha-Torah, the pursuit of chochmas ha-Torah. It begins in the heart. The heart has to be open. There's an emotional component. The heart represents, in the lotion of Chazal and in the way we refer to these things, as the heart. Psach libi b'seirosecho. It has to be open. My heart, and my heart has the willingness, has the passion, has the excitement, has the desire to master the Torah. Over mitzvaysecho, tirudoif nafshi. Not my goof, my nefesh. The radifa, and this radifa is running after the mitzvahs, not walking, not schlepping, not sitting and waiting until they come to me, but it's running after them. But it's not running after them with my goof alone. Uve mitzvah secho tirdoif, my nefesh should run. To me, the translation of psach libi and mitzvah secho tirdoif nafshi is one word. There has to be passion. Passion is in the heart. The redifa of the nefesh is the excitement, is the passion, is the desire. I want it, I crave it. And this is really, I think, what we have to rejuvenate. In order to bring Hashem back into our lives, it can't be a technical, methodical, mechanical, structural experience. It has to be passionate. It's about a relationship with Hashem. It's about dveikus b'Hashem. It's about dveikus. It's about dveikus means that there's something attaching us. We're attached to one another. That I have this sense of craving, and I have this sense of attachment with Hashem. And that's what we ask for. We say psach libi b'seirosecho. Open my heart in your Torah, so that my heart should crave it. Uver mitzvah secho tirudoif nafshi. And in the mitzvahs, my nefesh should run after the mitzvah. I should have this passion for mitzvahs. Now, this is the goal. This is what we want. This is what we're asking for. But it's very strange. We're asking for something which really seems to be totally in our bechira. Right? Bechira. We have bechira. You want to learn? I have bechira. I could learn or not learn. You want to do mitzvahs? You want to run after mitzvahs? I have the bechira. I can walk after mitzvahs. I can stroll after mitzvahs. I can run after mitzvahs. So what are we asking Hashem to do when these are in your name, Bechira? Teretz is poshet, that the we're asking Him to help us. But the help is what? Open my heart. If you open my heart, then I'll be able to do it. It's my Bechira, but I ask you to help generate that passion. And then I say, please make my neshama run. Now, my neshama is not the doer. The neshama doesn't do anything. The running is in the feet. The running comes to the mind, and the heart sends a message to the feet, however it works. But the neshama is that motivator, that, oh, my neshama is running. I want it. And we ask Hashem to give us this craving, this passion, this feeling, this excitement. And then with that, that will help us make it easier and lead us and enable us to be able to make the right choices, to be able to connect with the Torah the way it should be, with the heart, and with the redifa achad the mitzvahs. So I think the first thing, if we want to bring Hashem back into our lives, is we have to ask Him to come. We have to invite Him. The truth of the matter is, most cases, if you want a guest to come, you want a guest for Shabbos, if you wait around until, like, there are people that like guests, but if you wait around until people ask you, you may or may not have guests. But if you invite them, they may very well want to come. So we invite. Inviting is a normal way to deal with things. Same thing is true in fundraising. You know, if you want someone to donate, you have to ask them. I learned that lesson bitterly many years ago. You know, I had somebody who was a very good friend, and he was always asking me what's doing in the yeshiva and this. And I complained one day that he never gives money. So someone asked me, he says, did you ever ask him? I said, what do you mean ask him? He knows. We talk about it. You have to ask. And when you ask, you usually get results. But that's on a human level. But here too, we have to ask Hashem. We ask Hashem to come back into our lives, to help to fire up that passion. Now, what happens when you ask Hashem to fire up that passion is very interesting. Because first of all, tefillah accomplishes, so Hashem will give us that passion. And secondly, beseeching Hashem for passion is in itself a process of introducing a little passion in our lives. Because what am I asking for? I'm asking for passion. I'm asking psach libi, open my heart. I'm asking mitzvasecha tirodef nafshi. So that's part of the focus. That's the first step. Maybe there's a few other steps that are also very critical. If we stop to think of how dependent we truly are on Hashem, it becomes mind-boggling. We wake up in the morning only because Shechazarto b'nishmosi. We sit up on the bed only because Hashem is the Matir Asurim. We're able to stand up only because Hashem is the Zoykev Kefufim. We're able to take steps only because Hashem is the Meichem Mitzadei Gover. We have shoes to wear only because He's Sha'osoli Kol Tzorki. We only have clothing to wear because He's the Malbish Arum. We can only see because He's the Torkeach Ivrim. That's very interesting. Who's blind? Blind people also say it, but it says because of the other people who can see to help them. But the people who see, why should they say it? They're not blind. They're saying, if Hashem didn't open our eyes, we'd be blind. So He's involved in every single aspect of our existence. Food, He's the Zonu Mefarnes Mikarni Re'emim Abbeit Sikinim. He's Hazones Oilam Kulay Bechein Bechesed Urachamim. But we have to pay attention. And the truth of the matter is that Chazal gave us so many tools with which to pay attention. Originally, the Birchas HaShachar was said as we perform the different actions. As you open your eyes, you'd say Pekech Ivrim. As you put on your clothes, you'd say Malbish Arumim. As you sit up on the bed, you'd say Matir Asurim. You wash your hands and make a broch on that. Okay, you have to wash your hands first. Okay, yes. Sorry. I have to be religious too. Okay, anyway, you take a step, put on shoes, Oshosli called Tzorki, and so forth and so on. Oizi Yisrael Bigvura, that went on the Tefillin Shel Yad, Oizi Yisrael B'Sephora, on the Tefillin Shel Rosh, Noisin El Yoif Koyach, that goes on life itself, I guess. And so they gave us the opportunities. You eat, you make a brocha, food, to appreciate everything. It's all b'ashgocha. Chayev Odom Loima Kol Oilam Nivra Bishvili. All of this, everything He gives me, the whole creation, He did it for me, did it for you too, because each person is behuyev to say that. But it's different if we would just pay attention to the guidelines that Chazal give us, to the opportunities that they give us, or to the blessings of life. Just a person takes a trip and comes back in peace, in a whole one thing, without any accidents, without any problems, without any, it's a brocha. We have to start to look at all the blessings of life. But then, in that way, what do you mean? Hashem's involved in everything. And, you know, it's a mistake to think that just because Yishem Hashem is shogur befinu, that that's enough. Mirtz Hashem, Bezus Hashem. Most people, unfortunately, when they say those words are not really paying attention. Most people may not be paying attention when they make the brochas either, but at least there's a chance. It's more, there's a specific thing. You look inside, it says, Poikeach Ivrim. Hashem is the Melech, the Mekor HaBrochas Elokeinu Melech O'ilam, who's Poikeach Ivrim. Something. And we have to work on it. If we want that relationship, we have to work on it. And we were given so many different opportunities, so many different means and ways to be able to work on it, but we must reintroduce that. Now, what happens is also, we live in a world where since we are mechuyev in ishtadlus, then a person has a very, very big michshel. The Mishnah Berurah brings, lahalocha, Mishnah Berurah brings, that if you take medication, there's a big danger in medication. I mean, supposedly there's a big danger without it too, but there's a big danger in medication. I'm taking medication. I have a pill that's going to make me better. Oh, really? Azoigor? Really? So the Mishnah Berurah says, before you take a medication, you should say, Yihirotze milfonecho, shetehe esek ze li lerefua, ki roife chinom oto. Yirotzen Hashem, that this Asik, this thing that I'm doing, should be a refuah, because you're the Refei Chinom. You heal Bechinom, you know, even if people don't deserve it. And when you take the medication, you should say after it, he says, Boruch Refei Choylim. Now, there's no Shem Malchus over here. There's no Takonas Chachomim that you must say it, otherwise it would have been a brocha. But it's such a beautiful, whether it's a minig, whether where it was introduced, at what point, I don't know, but the Mishnah Berurah brings it. But it's such a thing. You're taking medication. It's so difficult to think about Hashem when you have a pill in your hand that you know can cure the illness that you have. I have a headache. I want to take something. I have a pain. I have this. I have that. I want to take something. I know. This is what they say. The doctor said, this will cure you. Such a terrible, terrible michshol. Because this can't cure me. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be cured, he could do it without this. And if he doesn't want me to be cured, this is not going to help. But if we make the tefillah, at least, or we stop and focus and think, and this applies to every single thing in life, and we have the ability to reintroduce HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives. A person sits down to learn. So first of all, there's a tefillah that they say, you know, it says in the front of the Gemara, is there to say, because that gives us a sense that we're learning. We want Hashem to shower us with wisdom, with insight. The pasuk says, "Ki Hashem yitein chokhmo mipiv da'asu svuna." Hashem gives the chokhmo. Chokhmo is not something that you get b'teva. If He doesn't give me the chokhmo, He gives us the insights. He gives us each insight. He focuses. He helps us. He assists us. He guides us. It's all. But we have to, in everything that we do, we have to be able to, at least at the beginning, and maybe in the middle, and maybe at the end, the Nefesh HaChaim says that you're allowed to stop in the middle of learning and to focus that this is the Teres Hashem that Hashem gave me, and through the learning I become Dovuk, I become connected to Hashem, and even in the middle of learning to stop doing that, to stop to do that. Because the goal is to have that sense of connection and Veikus to Hashem. And I want to conclude with this. One of the sad aspects of this seminar conference that we just had was the sense that, and a few people expressed it very, very somberly, really very in a sad way, that when it comes to Shiduchim, people partially forgot about Hashem. There's shatchonim, and there's groups, and there's websites, and there's exchange of resumes, and there's so many things out there that one can do, and we may be mechuyev to do those things. Depends who, what circumstance, how much. Those are shailas and halacha. But one thing is for sure, the hishtadlus einoy moyel meuma. Hishtadlus doesn't do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mezaveg zivugim. We just have to do ours. That's part of the mitzvah. Just like there's a mitzvah of eating matzah and sitting in the sukkah and the lulav and an esrog and tefillin and tzitzis, there's a mitzvah of ishtadlus. Some people may be there above that. Some people are not. Some people need more. Some people left. That's halochas in ishtadlus. But the hashkofa of ishtadlus is, I'm just doing a mitzvah. But where do the results come from? Only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it's all about. We say Ona Hashem Yishiono, we ask for Yeshua. We say Ona Hashem Matzlichono, the Sipurna says we ask that we should be Matzliach to do the right Hishtadlus. That's all. We don't even ask that the Hishtadlus should be crowned with success, because Hishtadlus is not crowned with success. Hishtadlus is the Hishtadlus, and success is Ona Hashem Yishiono. Hashem gives us success Min Hashemayim. And it's so one of the sad things that people in Shiduchim have become a complete sociological, scientific, mechanical process. When the Mezavik Zivugim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's where we have to turn. That's why this new program where they pair up people who have problems in having children, they pair them up with people who have problems with Shiduchim, and one davens for the other, and it's a beautiful thing. So, like, we're dealing with the problems by going through heaven, this way and this way up. It's a beautiful thing. And the same thing comes when we're mechanech our children. Mechanech ourselves, but that's a different story. Mechanech our children. The children have to have that sense of everything, Hashem. I was reminded yesterday of an encounter that happened many, many years ago between a young boy, a 5-year-old boy, and his mother. This 5-year-old boy was asked to leave the class. No, he must have done something that was disturbing in the class. He was asked to stand outside the door. And the mother happens to come by, and she, what are you doing outside? And this, oh, this, the teacher asked me to leave, this happened. She goes inside, she speaks to the teacher, she gets him back into the class. Okay, kid comes home at night, and the mother says, wow, wasn't it fortunate, such good luck, I was so fortunate that I happened to be walking by, and saw you outside, and I was able to go to the teacher to intervene and so forth. And the little kid looks at her and says, it wasn't fortunate, or whatever word she used, says, Hashem made it that way. And I was, what are you talking about? It's lucky? You're lucky? It's natural? It's teva? It's circumstance? It's coincidence? It's accident? It's all these words are just, it's all Hashem. And from the youngest age, kids have to learn that, and this kid must have learned it, and to imbibe that idea that everything is Hashem, and to see the Hashgacha Pratis. One of the most constructive things that we could do is to share stories of Hashgacha Pratis. The best story of Hashgacha Pratis is one that happened to me, or even a better one is one that happened to my kid. But it's because then it's real. Stories are very good. You hear a story, this story, that story. But story, there's a certain skepticism sometimes in stories, like, did it really happen? Did it really happen this way? Is it a little bit exact? Bididi have uvda. It happened to me today. It happened to you today. And the more that we sit around the Shabbos table and we share these things and we start taking them for granted, it's almost that they have to be very, very dramatic to get us excited, because I know I've seen so much already. So that one, but sometimes they get more and more dramatic, and as a person has more confidence in that, it gets more dramatic. But these are some of the things I think we have to do. But it requires a concerted effort for ourselves, for our own benefit, and a concerted effort for our children. It starts with being mispalel that Hashem should give us that feeling and that passion and that connection. But it ends up with many different aspects that we have and situations that we have and carefulness that we have. And especially when we're doing ishtadlus, a person has to be focused on the fact that this is only ishtadlus. This is not where it comes from. The Baal Tovar is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and not me, and not anybody else, not anything else. And same thing with a doctor. A doctor is a layman when it comes to anything other than administering the refuah that Hashem gave him the permission to do, but it's all min Hashemayim. Hashem is the Rofei Chulei Amo Yisrael, and the doctor is just an agent. And the more that we focus on these things, ad kedei kach, and I'll conclude with this, the Meiri says on the Pasuk, al tiftechu b'nedivim, that you shouldn't trust in the givers, the generous people. So he says like this, in the Chachomim, you're allowed to trust, because they will lead you in the ways of Bitochem Bashem. So the question is, what's he talking about? If you're saying you're trusting as a baldovor, as a person with koyach, then the Nodif doesn't have koyach, and the Chochem doesn't have koyach. Elamai, you're talking about a shliach, right? They're shluchim. So why, if the Chochem could be a shliach, why can't the Nodif be a shliach? Anyone could be a shliach. Teretz is, Avada, you're talking about shliach. And shliach, there's nothing wrong with focusing on a person as a shliach, except for one thing. The line between shliach and baal dovor is very thin. So the Meiri says, al tiftechu b'nedivim, the nedivim you might mess up and think he's really the guy. He's really just the agent. But if you rely on the agent to be, even as an agent, you might get confused. But the Chochem won't let you, because the Lashon of the Meiri is Avu b'Chachomim muta leftech Shehem yadrichu oisei b'darkei b'tochem b'Hashem. Because the Chochem will say, Hashem will help you. He won't let you make that mistake. He's not going to say, oh, I'm going to help you, don't worry. No, Hashem will help you. They'll make sure that you don't make that mistake. Otherwise, there's such a michshel over there, because we could think, oh, here's the man. He said he's going to help me, so he's helping me. That's the way it is. And this refers this to everything in life. We have to constantly make every effort possible not to make the mistake and the confusion that anything is coming from any place other than Hashem, and every opportunity we have to underscore that, we must take advantage of.